How many of you are watching the NCAA college basketball championship tournament? Many. I'm watching. I watched a few games. I can't say I'm watching. I watched a few games. a thought occurs to me, only because I know the statistic. Did you know that 61% of new admissions into Marcus College campi last year, 61% were girls? They're girls. Well, we assume they're girls. Maybe they went in as girls and have transitioned to boys, but they went in as girls. 61%. That means that the number of young men that are engaged in institutionalized education has now been totally reversed. If you were to look at the same number in 1966, you'd have had the reverse, the inverse. You'd have 61-39 men or boys to girls. Now, why does this matter? And look, I have a pair of daughters that would be counted in that number, and I know that they and the girls that they graduated with outnumber the boys that are attending university today. There's a couple of things that that are indicative of that occur as a result of this. One of them, and of course this is demonstrated all throughout Europe, including in Eben Tranholm's, and we'll get Eben on in about 15 minutes here, in Eben Tranholm's country of Denmark. And that is this. If the girls are outnumbering boys in going to school, in university admissions, and the workplace and what have you, what aren't they doing? What aren't they doing? Ladies and gentlemen, what aren't they doing? Well, they're not having children. That's what they're not doing. Many people look down their nose and sneer at people or at women, young women, when they see them with 2, 3, 4 children and still in the full bloom and vigor of their youth. Why? There is nothing more necessary to continuing a society or a civilization than children. If you don't have children, you're not going to have a next generation. So something is amiss here.